Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Samach Dalet. We begin about five lines down from the top with the two dots where we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah had discussed Imsho Sheim Meis, Zesha Olalov Chule. We had in the Mishnah the two possible scenarios where you had a Hagrola done, you had the lottery done, you selected the Sorel Hashem and the Sorel Azazel, and then either the situation that the Sorel Hashem died or the situation that the Sorel Azazel died. So we said that the din is you must have a lottery, you can't just select the second one. Okay, Sorel Hashem died, so just pick a second Sorel Hashem. No, you have to have a lottery. So you're ending up going to have three animals because you had the first two, one of which died, either the Sorel Hashem scenario or the Sorel Azazel died. So you're going to have one left, either respectively a Sorel Hashem will be left alive or a Sorel Azazel will be left alive. Then you have to do a new lottery and you'll pick two new Sorel Hashem, Sorel Azazel. And therefore, you're either going to have two Sorel Hashems and one Sorel Azazel, if the first case was the Sorel Azazel died, or you're going to have two Sorel Azazels and one Sorel Hashem, if the first case was where the Sorel Hashem died. So we said in that situation, you do the lottery, and the second one, the one that you have duplicate of, either the two if you have a Sorel Hashem, or if the two if you have a Sorel Azazel, you have to wait till Yira Achi Yistayiv, the Tanakham has said, you wait till it gets a Mum, and then you go and sell it, the person will redeem it with money, and with that money you'll buy an Ola for Keitz HaMizbeach. But you can't obviously bring two Sorel Hashems, you can't obviously bring two Sorel Azazels. That is the Tanakham's opinion. Now, Amar Rav, we have a machlokes over here between Rav and Rav Yochanan as to which one is meant when the Mishnah says, and the second one, the one that you have the duplicate of, the second one will be Yira Achi Yistayiv. So Amar Rav, Rav tells us, Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yikrav, the second one from the first pair is the one that you bring as the Karban, and the second one that you have, the extra one from the second pair, from the lottery, so the one that you didn't really need, you just need to do a lottery to make up for the one that died, and then the extra one that which you don't really need, that's the one that's Yira Achi Yistayiv. That's what Rav says, and as we'll see, that fits in very well with the Lashon of the Mishnah. Sheni, Shebezug, Sheni, Yira. Fine, that's Rav's opinion. The first one that you had selected is the one that you use, and the second one, which is the unnecessary one that you have through the lottery, of course, the one that died, that's the necessary one when you have the lottery, but the second one for which you still have a live one, so that's the one that Rav says, Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yikrav, Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yira. Rabbi Yochanan says the exact opposite. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yira, the first one that you already had selected, that is still alive, that's the one that you now let Yira Achi Yistayiv and use the second one. Sheni Shebezug Sheni is Yikrav, is the one that you'll bring. Now this is talking about the case. We give here the example of Yikrav, so it's talking about the case where you have two Sorel LaHashems. So the Sorel LaHazazel was the one that died. The Tosfos Yishanim points out the same exact halach applies if it was the Sorel LaHazazel is the one that is still alive, and the Sorel Hashem died, so the same thing happens over here. According to Tosfos Yishanim, same machlokes between Rav and Rav Yochanan applies whether it's the Sorel Hashem that died or whether it's the Sorel Azazel that died. Now, why? What's the rationale behind Rav's approach that the original one is the one that you use and the extra one is the one that is Yira Achi Yistayiv? And Rav Yochanan says, no, it's the original one that's Yira Achi Yistayiv and the extra one is the one that you use. But Michael Mifflin, what are they arguing about? So the Gemara says, Rav Sovar Bali Chayim Eino Nidochim. This first one, let's give the example again where the Sorel HaZazel died. So you have still a Sorel Hashem. Right now that Sorel Hashem cannot be brought because there is no Sorel HaZazel. So you have to go do a new Hagrola to get the new Sorel HaZazel and at the same time get yourself a second Sorel Hashem. Rav holds that that first Sorel Hashem, which could not be sacrificed until you do the new Gorol, is considered pushed aside. However, Rav holds, Bali Chayim Eino Nidochin. Since it's alive, there is no concept of dichui, of being pushed aside. Yes, it's temporarily not able to be brought, but we don't consider that something that is known as dichui, because if it was dichui, then it wouldn't be allowed to be brought. So Rav's opinion is, Bali Chayim, while it's alive, Eino Nidochin. It doesn't get pushed aside, even if for a temporary period of time, it can't be brought. Whereas Rav Yochanan disagrees. Rav Yochanan Sovar, Bali Chayim Nidochin. Once this Sorel Hashem goes through a period of time, a hour, a half hour, whatever it is, that it's not allowed to be brought as a korban, you're not allowed to bring it all. Once it's pushed aside, it's nidcha, so then it cannot be brought. Now, what's the rationale behind each of the shitas? We now understand what the shitas are. My time at the Rav. What is the reasoning behind Rav's shita? After all, it was pushed aside. Why doesn't he hold from the principle of dichui? Why does he say that Bali Chaim ain't on Nidachin? So Rav says this is exactly the same situation as a Mechusus Man. We talked about Mechusus Man a lot the other day. The Yolif mi Mechusus Man. An 8-day-old animal must be the age of a minimum age of a carbon. If it's less than 8 days old, it's on its 7th day, you can't bring it as a carbon. So that animal is technically nidcha, it's pushed aside, it's dochui for day 1 through day 7. And only on day 8 is it allowed to be brought as a carbon. So Rav says, we learn this out from Mechusus Man, the Olaf Mechusus Man. Just like a Mechusus Man, Lav Afal Gav Dahashta Lo Chazi, even though right now it's not eligible to be brought through days 1 through 7, nevertheless, Kihadur Mil say, as soon as it's able to be brought, i.e. day 8, Shapra Dami, it is okay. We don't say it's pushed aside, it's pushed aside, so it can't be brought. No. It can't be brought days 1 through 7. It's pushed aside temporarily during those days. But as soon as you reach day 8, it can be brought. So too, Shapra Dami, it's perfectly good in that situation. Hochanami lo shna. Rav says, in our case as well, so what if the Sarel Hashem, while it's alive, isn't allowed to be brought for half an hour until you do the new Hagrala? The bottom line is, as soon as you do the new Hagrala and you select the new Sarel Azazel, so this original Sarel Hashem is no longer Dachui. It doesn't have the status, therefore, of being Nidcha, and therefore, this is why Rav holds, he compares it to Mechusus Man, just like a Mechusus Man is Nidcha, and then it's Roi, so to over here, this Sarel Hashem was Nidcha for a short period of time when the Sarel Azazel that it was originally paired with died, but now as soon as you select a new Sarel Azazel, it again becomes Nira, it again becomes able to be brought, and therefore, that's why Rav compares this to Mechusus Man, and says that Bali Chaim ain't on Nidachin. Gemara questions this, he says, wait a second, me Dami, are the two cases analogous? Are they identical? Hasam, in the case of the Mechusus Man, you know what happens over there? There you have Lo Ischazek Klal. It was never Nira. It was day 1, as soon as it's born, not able to be brought. Day 2, not able to be brought. Day 3, not able to be brought. Finally, on day 8, it's allowed to be brought. So it never was Nira and then Nidcha. Hasam, Lo Ischazek Klal. There it wasn't allowed to be brought at all. It's only now on day 8 that it's allowed to be brought. So that's not called that it was Nira and Nidcha. That was called it was Nidcha. But over here, Hocha, Nira, this Sar Lashem was perfectly good because you had selected it through Hagrola with the other Sar being the Sar Lazazel. And then the Sar Lazazel gets a heart attack and dies. So now it was Nira and then it was Nidcha. And maybe Nira and Nidcha is different than never Nira at all. That type of a nidcha, where it's never nearer at all, is different than it was nearer the nidcha. So therefore, the Gemara says, you're right, Taka, that is a problem or a flaw if you're saying that that's Rav's reasoning. But there's another case where it was nearer and then nidcha, and it's perfectly good afterwards. So nearer, nidcha, and then nearer again, and it's good. What case is that? Elahainu time of the Rav. This is Rav's understanding. Because the Yolef Mibah Mum over, he learns it out from a transitory mum. He learns it out from an animal that has a perfectly good status, and then it gets a temporary mum, and then that temporary mum heals, that blemish heals, and now it's Nira again. So here you have it was originally Nira, it's more than 8 days old, it's a perfectly good animal to be brought, then it gets bitten on its ear by a dog, and it has a temporary mum, and then the mum heals, and now it's able to be brought again. So it was Nira, Nidcha, and Nira. Oh, that's exactly our case too. So, Baal mum over, a transitory mum, Lav, even though Afal Gav the Lo Chazi Hashta, it's not able to be brought right now. But last week it was able to be brought. As soon as the mum heals, it will be able to be brought again. While it has this temporary mum, this transitory mum, it can't be brought. That's Nira, Nidcha, Venira. Ki Hadar Mirzei Shaper Dami. Just like that temporary mum, when it heals, the animal is again able to be brought as a carbon. This is exactly analogous to our case. Hochanami Lo Shna. So too in our case, it is identical. That the Sarel Hashem was Nira, then it was Nidcha when the Sarel Azazel died, and now you do new Hagrala, it's Nira again. So this is a perfectly good example. It's exactly analogous to the Mum Over. This truly is Rav's reasoning. Now, the Gemara asks, how do we know that that's true by a Baal Mum Over? Where do we know that a transitory Mum doesn't ruin it? V'hasam inolam. How do we know that if an animal has a temporary mum, it was Nira originally, then it's Nidcha with the temporary mum? How do we know that it's Nira again, that it's allowed to be brought after the temporary mum heals? It's because that we have a pasuk. The pasuk says, Ki mosh chosam bohem mum bom. Right? The pasuk tells us that if the animal has a mum, right, moshkosam bohem in it, and then it adds words that are a little bit unnecessary, mum bom. It has a mum, so then the pasuk ends off and it says lo yeratzu lochem. If the animal has a mum, it's no good. Now, what does this pasuk mean? Mum bom. Only when the mum is there. Mum bom. Hu lo yeratzu. When the animal actually has the mum, so at that moment in time, it's nidcha. However, the implication from this mum bom, when it has the mum, then only then is it not allowed to be brought, implying ha'avar mumon, if the mum passes, in other words, if the mum heals, so now it was only a transitory mum, and it's gone, the mum healed, so then yeratzu, it is able to be brought. This is the source for the balmum over, that it's nira, nidcha, v'nira, and that's exactly analogous to our case of the Sar Lashem, according to Rav, that is nira, nidcha, and nira, and both cases are identical. Rav says that's why the sheni, shebizug rishon, is yikrav. You're allowed to go bring it. Now, we'll have to see in a moment why Rav says, but dafka, you should bring that one. But at least clearly, we understand why it's not a problem to bring the first one. And we'll explain in a moment further why Rav says that it's sheni, shebizug sheni, yira. You let the second one out the pasture. Why does he insist, but dafka, that you should bring the first one, as opposed to now it's a fielder's choice? So that we still have to explain, which we'll do in a moment. No, this is such a good raya to Rav. So what does Rav Yochanan do with this raya? After all, the pasuk seems to say that this transitory mum is nira, nidcha, the nira. And it seems to be analogous to the Sar Lashem that was nira, nidcha, and nira. So what does Rav Yochanan do? No, Rav Yochanan, he says, look at the pasuk carefully. Miet rachmana bohem. The pasuk says, moshkosam bohem mum bom. So he says the word bohem teaches us heim hu dechi avar mumam yeratzu. Only in this situation, but in no other situation, do we say that a transitory period of time is okay. But in every other situation where it's nira, nidcha, and then nira, ha kol dechui in any other place, such as our sorrow Lashem that was nira and then nidcha, ho'el v'nidchu, nidcha. Once it's pushed aside, it's not allowed to be brought. And nira v'nidcha is no longer nira. That's what Yochanan says. The analogy to mum over can't be brought because the mum over has a pasuk that says bohem only in this situation, but not in any other similar situation of nira, nidcha, nira. So only mum over has that, but not the Sar Lashem case in our Gemara. That's Rav Yochanan's analysis. No, the pasuk does say bohem. What does Rav do with that? The Rav, he says, no. How bohem? The word bohem is teaching us a very important other din, and that's be'enayu hudelo mirtzu. Now, what is this? So this is the famous machlokes that we have in the Moran Zmachim between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. What happens if you unfortunately mix up animals after they were shechted, and you find out afterwards that one of them was a balmum? So you have animal A and B and C. Let's say you have three animals, and you actually have more. We're talking here that could have 100 animals. And then you subsequently find out that one of those original animals had a mum, but all the limbs are mixed together. All the heads are mixed together. All the forelimbs are mixed together. And you don't know which limb came from the animal that had a mum and which limb comes from the animals that did not have a mum. So Rav is going to say that this goes, our Gemara here that says bohem tells us a different din. This is a riot to Rabbi Eliezer. You need the pasuk bohem according to Rabbi Eliezer. How bohem teaches us be'enayu hu delo mirtzu, that a baal mum can't be brought while it has the baal mum alone by itself. Bohem. However, ha aidei taruvos, if you have a mixture of limbs, let's say, who came from an animal with a baal mum and other limbs, the majority that came from animals that did not have a baal mum, in that case, aidei taruvos mirtzu, you are allowed lichatchila to go and bring it up onto the mizbeach. And this is this machlokes, kiditnan, the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, which the Mishnah Zochim tells us. Evarim tmimim. If you have limbs from animals that were perfectly good kosher carbons, they were tmimim. And they unfortunately got mixed up, be'evarim bali mumim. And they got mixed up with limbs that came from an animal that was a bal mum. Now this was after that it was shechted. You didn't know that it was a bal mum at the time that you shechted it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be royal shlita for a kachim. So you have over here now, subsequent to the Shrita, you find out that some of these limbs came from an animal that was a Bamum, but they're all mixed together, and you don't know which ones are limbs from the Bamum, and the other 100 animals are from Tmimim. So what do you do with all of these limbs? What do you do with all of these heads of all of these animals? So the Mishnah there says, when the Evarim Tmimim got mixed up, the Evarim Bali Mumim, so Rabbi Eliezer says, Omer, he holds, Im Korach HaRosh El Echad Mehem. So then, now the Kirsa that we have is Yakrivu, but many suggest it should be Yikrivu, Kol HaRoshin Kulon. Korach Shel Echad Mehem, if the limb of one of them was already brought, so then again, Yakrivu or Yikrivu, Kol HaKra'ayim Kulam. Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is as follows. He says, as soon as one of them was brought, okay, you find out, after you had 101 animals here, one of them has a Balmum, but you only find that out after you brought one of the heads. Let's say all the 100 heads are together, 101 heads are together, all the limbs are together. And as soon as you brought one head, you have the halachic right, Rabbi Eliezer says, to be tola, that the mum was the head that you already brought, and all the other 100 that are left are all from the tmimim. You have the halachic right to assume that based upon this pasuk, bohem. It's only if you know for a fact that this is the mum, so then you can't bring it. But here, you have a halachic right to say, mistama, the mum was already brought, and all the remainders here are potentially tmimim, and therefore, as long as even one was brought, of either the heads, when all the heads are mixed together, or one of the limbs, when all the limbs were mixed together, then you have the halachic right to rely upon all the others that are tamimim, that they are halachically tamimim, and therefore you can bring all of them lechatchila, based upon this pasuk. Bahem. Chacham disagree. I'm going to say the exact opposite. They say, afilu karvu kulan, chutz mi'echad mehem. You had 101 heads, you brought 100 of them, when somebody yells, hey, this one of these animals had a mom. So even though statistically speaking, it's very, very unlikely that there's a 1 in 101 chance that this is the animal that had the mum, you're not allowed to bring it. You have to be choshesh for that. He doesn't hold this bohem. So therefore, the Chachamim would say the word bohem is not necessary for this drasha. They would either use it for the drasha Rav Yochanan said or for some other drasha. Whereas Rav says that the word bohem is to teach us the drasha of Rabbi Eliezer that says that when you have a taruvus in this situation, they're allowed to be brought. Again, what do the Chacham do? Yetzel the Beis HaSreifa. They say all of those animals can't be brought on the Mizbech, and they all go out to the Beis HaSreifa, where they're burnt. Now we still have a problem. According to Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Eliezer, how does he derive this din? According to Rav, we understand how Rabbi Eliezer derives this din. He has the word Bahem. But how does Rabbi Yochanan say that Rabbi Eliezer derives this din? V'idach, Rabbi Yochanan, nafgalei, he learns it out, mi bom Bahem. It could have said, ki Moshchasam bom mum bom, but instead it said ki moshchasam bohem mum bom. So the extra hay is teaching us both the din of Rabbi Eliezer as well as to teach us that it only applies to a behema that has a mum, but you can't learn out this nira, nidcha, and nira concept to the case that we have, the Sar Lashem, that was nira, nidcha, and then now wants to be nira again. Rav disagrees. V'idach, Rav says, bom, bohem, lo darvish. He says, no, the word bom and the word behem are essentially the same. Now, Gemara asks a question on Rav. Ula Rav, according to the opinion of Rav, great, nihi, nami, de bale chayim, eno nidachim. Okay, your analogy to the mum over shows that a bal chay is not nidcha. Nira, nidcha, but then nira again is perfectly good. So then, ibai, hay nakriv, ibai, hay nakriv. This is the question I said before. So from Rav, drasha, you see that it's okay to still bring the first one. But our understanding of Rav was not only that it's okay to bring either one, there's no problem with bringing the first one, Nira, Nidcha, and Nira is still perfectly good, but that would mean it's a fielder's choice. If you want to bring the first one that was designated Sar Lashem, fine. If you instead wish to bring the second one, that should be fine as well. Where do we see that Rav specifically requires you to bring the first one, and it's the second one that must be Yirat Shiyastayim? So that's the question that we're asking Rav, and Rava gives us the answer. Amar Rava, Rav Savar, lo ki Rabbi Yossi. Now we had this Gemara, the exact Gemara the other day, so it should sound familiar. Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi. What did Rabbi Yossi say? The Amar Mitzvah Rishon. They should always do the mitzvah with the first one that was available. So here, the first Sar Lashem was the first one that was available, so therefore it's preferable to do the mitzvah with that one, even though you now have a second one, which theoretically would be good, but since you have a choice doing it with the first Sar Lashem or the second Sar Lashem, Rava says that Rav holds like Rav Yossi that says mitzvah barishon. So we ask the question, where does Rav Yossi get this from? Which Rav Yossi are you referring to? The Rav Yossi says mitzvah barishon. And we'll give one scenario. Again, we brought this all yesterday, the day before. that we reject, and then the second one, which was good. So, hi, Rav Yossi. What Rav Yossi are we talking about? In name, if you're going to tell me that it's Rav Yossi, the Kupos, that this is a Mishnah in Shkolim, where it's taught about the Trumas Salishka, that they go and everybody brings their matzahs, a shekel funds, and then they have to take it out 3 times a year, and they go and take it out 3 times a year by doing 3 boxes, 3 kupos, 3 shofros. They take out 3 boxes. The first one they label Aleph, the second one they label Beis, the second one they label Gimel, and they're taken out in that order. So you pull out first coins and you put them in box 1, then you pull out coins and put them in box 2, pull out coins in box 3. Each of these boxes can hold 3 saw, and you do this 3 times a year. That's the Mishnah in Shkolim, just to remind everybody. And it said, it's not, it said over there, Shalosh Kupos, Shalosh Soin, Shavahem Tarmin, it's a Lishka. 3 times a year, do they do this Truma Salishka? They take out 3 kupos. Each kupa can hold a 3 saws worth of coins. And they first do Aleph, they then do Beis, and then they do Gimel. Because of Aleim, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. And the Bryce on this Mishnah tells us, V'tanya, law because of Aleim, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. What was the purpose of writing on it? 1, 2, 3, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Ah, that's what the answer is. The Rav Yossi says it's preferable to use the first one. Lay the Ezimhem Nitrua Rishon, so you shall know. Aleph was taken out first, and you should use up all of Aleph before you use Beis, and use up all of Beis before you use Gimel. Lavi Hemena Rishon, that you should use Aleph first. Shem Mitzvah Barishon, because there's a mitzvah to use the first one. Oh, this is the Rav Yossi that Rava says that Rav relies upon to say that you bedavka should use the first Sar Lashem and not use the second Sar Lashem. Moshe says, not necessarily so. Domashani also, maybe it's different over there, because the Be'idno, the Schazi Kamaisa, lo Schazi Basraisa. In that situation, when you take out Kupa Aleph, you take out the first basket, you haven't yet done Beis, you haven't yet done Gimel. So Kupa Aleph, it's Chal, so to say, on that being Truma Salishka before Kupa Beis, before Kupa Gimel. So that's why Rav Yossi would say, in that scenario, you should be Dafka use Kupa Aleph. However, in our case over here, when you have, let's say, multiple animals, so they're not yet able to be brought until you get the second hagrala. So granted, the first one was nearer, but now it's nidcha, and they both become nearer at the same time. So you can't say there's a mitzvah barishon. It lost its status as a mitzvah barishon, and now they're both becoming a mitzvah at the same time. So therefore, you can't tell me in this situation that the mitzvah is on the first one. There is no first one. So this can't be the raya from Rav Yossi. Where it says, Taki, you're right. Ella, the Rai is from Rav Yossi the Pesach. What's Rav Yossi the Pesach? So we had this again as well. Now it says the Tanan, but it's not really a Mishnah. It's really a Brisa, the Tanya. Hamafri's Pischov Yovet. If a person separated Korban Pesach and then it got lost, so he goes and separates another Korban Pesach. Vivish Acher Tachtov. And now he has 2 Korban Pesachs because he finds the first one. V'achachach Nimzorishon. So now he has both of them in front of him. He has the first one that was lost, the second one that was the replacement one. So what should he do? Varishneim Omdim. He has both of them in front of him. So Ezimim Shayirtsi Yikrav. So the Tanakam and the Divrei Chachamim, they say that you can bring whichever one you want. However, Rav Yossi disagrees. Rav Yossi Omer, no, mitzvah barishon, you must bring the first one. Ah, here's where Rav Yossi says, mitzvah barishon, and we turn to Samach Dalet Amud Beis. And by the way, it says over there, v'mayasheni muvchar mimenu yivyenu. If the second one was better, he has the right to go bring the second one. Tosos seems to indicate over here, the top Tosos im hayu, he says that the Mishnah says that you should bedavka in that situation bring the second one if it's more nivchar. Alternatively, he says that no, that would only apply in the gvulim in regards to something that was done or things that were done nasim bazara. Avasar mishtaleach uvasar pnimi. Maybe there in that situation, even if the second one is better, maybe it would still be mitzvah rishon. In any event, this is the source for Rava saying that Rav holds like Rav Yossi that mitzvah b'rishonah, so b'davka you should use the first soil Hashem in this situation, or the first soil Azazel, and it's the second one that is Yira Ad Sheyistayev. Gemara continues and says, Omar Rav, Rava says, Daiko masnis in kavasi de Rav, u'braisa kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan, that our Mishnah seems to be more in accord with what Rav's Shita is, as opposed to the following braisa that we're going to learn that seems to be more in accord with Rav Yochanan's Shita. Where do we see that our Mishnah is in accord with Rav? Because Diktani, our Mishnah said, Im shall shame meis, if the sor that was Lahashem was the one that passed away, Zesh all of Hagorah Lahashem, Yiskayim Tachtov, so then you do a new Hagorah, and the one that is designated in the new Hagorah to be the sor Lahashem will take the place of the dead animal. And then it says, the Idoch de Koi, implying that the other one, in other words, the Sar La'azazel that was left, is as it is. It says that the new one, that is the Sar La'ashem, will take the place of the dead one, but doesn't say anything about the new Sar Lazazel, that it should replace the existing Sar Lazazel. So therefore, Kidikai, you leave things the way they are. That seems to be exactly like Rav said, that the first one is used and the second one is Yerach Yistayv. Furthermore, we have the Braisa that's more like Rabbi Yochanan. Braisa, Kavasi, the Rabbi Yochanan. Where do we see the Braisa that's like Rabbi Yochanan, the Ketani? Because it says in the Braisa, Sheni, when it says the second one is Yerach Yistayv. I don't know what it means, the Sheni. Any Odeya, Im Sheni, Shibazug Rishon, does it mean the second one from the first group? Or Im Sheni, Shibazug Sheni, or does it mean the second one from the second group? In other words, you have two Sar Lashems, or you have two Sar Lazazels. It says, Yirachi Yistayev, the second one will be let out to pasture until he gets a mum. Does it mean the first group, or does it mean the second group? So which one is it? So when it says, the Pasuk Kishu Omer, Yomad Chai, Velo Shechavei Romeis, it means that it stands up now alive. It should be for the first time that it's standing up live, and not that it stood up live previously, and then its chavero died, and now it's standing up alive now again a second time. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it is Badafka, the second one that you have, that you use, and the first one is Yirach Yistayv. Gemara asks, what exactly is this drasha of Yom Archai, my mashma? So, as I said, Yom Archai means lo shekvar omad. It's standing up now for the first time as alive. In other words, able to be used, as opposed to it stood up, then it had a period of time that it was nidcha, and now it's re-standing again. So it should stand for the first time and not re-standing. That's the drasha that the Gemara is making. As Rashi points out in Dibra Masl Yom El Chai, it shouldn't be over here that the lo shekvar amad v'nidcha ayedei misas chavero. It wasn't nira and then nidcha. V'achshav hu bo lazor. Now it's again Yom El Chai. V'lamo Yom El Chai amida achas v'lo shtei amidos. That it's only one time that it stands up there, and not that it was nira, nidcha, and nira. Gemara says, we learned in our Mishnah, it said at the end of our Mishnah that Rav Yehuda holds that we don't let it yira ad sheyistayv. Rav Yehuda says that it's just like a chatas of a yochid that has to die, so too this chatas has to die as well. So the extra sor lashem, or the sor lazozo that you have, is not yira ad sheyistayv, but it goes and Nebuch is put in a kippah and is left to die. Furthermore, he said, Odom Rav Yehuda, he said another din. He says, if nishbach hadam, if you have the dam of the sor lashem that was shechted, and you have that dam, but then it pours out, it spills out. So you have a live Sar Lazazel, and you have no more of the blood from the shechted Sar Lashem, because it spilled out. So then in this situation, Rav Yehuda says, Yomus HaMishtaleach, you can't use the Mishtaleach, even though it's alive and perfectly good, you have to go and put it in the kippah as well. You have to let it die. Vice versa, Meis HaMishtaleach, if after you shechted the animal, the Sar Lashem, you have the blood in the container and it's still there, but then the Sar Mishtaleach gets a heart attack and dies, so then you shofech adam, you can't use that dam that had been from the shechted Sar Lashem, you have to pour it out, and you have to do a whole new agrola and get a new Sar Lashem, a new Sar Lazosa. That is what the Mishnah said. Now, so Gemara says this works out great according to Rav Yochanan. Bishlam Rav Yochanan, who says the Amar Bali Chayim Nidachim, who says that they're pushed aside. Mishum Hachi Yomus Mishalef. That's why you can't use a Mishalef, because he holds that once it was Nidcha, that's it. End of the discussion. So even though you do new Agrola, you can't use it again. Aye, Larav El Larav, who says the Amar Bali Chayim Eino Nidachim, says that while it's alive, it doesn't have the din of Dichoy. Once it becomes acceptable again, it's Nira Nidcha, then it's Nira again. El Larav, the Amar Bali Chayim Eino Nidachim, Amai Yomus HaMashaleah. So if the blood pours out, Nishbach Adam of the Sar Hashem, why do we go and make the Sar HaMishtaleach die? Why not use it? So Gemara says, Amal Harab, I would say, no problem. Aliba, the Rabbi Yehuda, lo karmina. This is only according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi Yehuda, I don't disagree with. He holds that, in fact, just like the Sar of a Yochid is unfortunately put to death, so too, you put in the keep and let it die, so too, the Sar of the Tzibur has to die. Rabbi Yehuda is not a problem. His Shita is not what I'm talking about. Where I said my din of Nira, Nidcha, V'Nira, Ki Amina, Aliba the Rabban. I was only talking about the Chacham, who say that it's Yirad Sheistayv. If it's Yirad Sheistayv, so then the din of Nira, Nidcha, V'Nira applies, and therefore you take the first one and not the second one. So Rav has no problem. So Gemara says, based upon what we just said, Mishlam al Rav, we understand Rav, what the machlokas is between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Baha, Pligi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan, this whole concept, that's exactly what they're arguing about. But, El Rabbi Yochanan, for my Pligi, what are they arguing about according to Rabbi Yochanan? They seem to be saying the same thing. So why, then, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is there a distinction between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda? So Amar Rava, Rava says that that's exactly it. Harmina, Daika Masnis and Kavasi the Rav. You're right, our Mishnah only works really well according to Rav. It's problematic according to Rabbi Yochanan. We continue, Tznan, in our Mishnah we said, Shein Chatos Tzibur Meser, our Tanakama, the Chachamim in our Mishnah hold that the Chatos of a Tzibur doesn't die. The individual, Chatos, yes, the person, if he's one of those five situations, so the Chatos is Mesa, but by the Tzibur, there is no such thing as a Chatos Mesa, but Yira Achi is Stayv. Now, that implies that in our case of the Mishnah, Hod the Yochid, if it had been of a Yochid, Ki Haigat Mesa, if it had been an individual, then it would die. Now, this seems to be in accord with Rabbi Yochanan, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, who said that you have the first pair, the remaining animal from the first pair, that's the one that's Yirat Shiyistayev. So that, the parallel situation, by a Yochid, that would also be that the Chatas would be Mesa in that situation. And this is in accord with Rabbi Abba Amarav, what Rabbi Abba Amarav said. What did Rabbi Abba Amarav say? So the background to this is a Mishnah in Temura, where we have a machlokah between Rebbe and the Chachamim regarding if you have a carbon chatas that was designated and then it became lost, and you go and take a replacement carbon chatas, and then you find the original carbon chatas. So Rebbe holds that you're allowed to pick whichever one you want to use. However, the other one has to be left to die. Whereas the Chachamim say, no, the idea that it's halacha mosh misinai, that you have to let the second chatas, whichever one you pick, the other one has to die, that only applies if you find the chatas after the first one had already been nikrav. So then the second one has to be a chatas shemesa. But if you find them at this time, that both of them are still around, you haven't yet gotten your kapara, so then you bring one of them, and the other one is yira achi yistayv. So, now, Rabbi Abba said in the name of Rav, the Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rav, and we turn to Samachay Amar Aleph, Hakol Modim Shemiskaper B'She'en Avuda. Everybody agrees that if you were Miskaper with the one that was not lost, so in other words, the second one, so then the Avuda, the one that was lost, now you have to have that one go and die. It's not Yirat Shiyistayv. Even Rav says that you have to have that one die. And therefore, it is Bishlam or Rav Yochanan who says, here's the case where the chatas of the Yochid would die. So the parallel case by the Tzibur is Yirat Shiyistayv. However, Elul Rav, but according to Rav, Havalei Kimafri Shnei Chatos Liachrayis. Rav holds that this is no different that if you have it before the kapara is gotten, now you have both of them there, and it's if you therefore could have one additional chatas designated for Achrayis. In case the first one gets lost, you're taking no chances. You want to have a second one ready to go. And therefore, in that situation, it's Yirat Shiyistayv. Bamar Voshai, Voshai said, Hifri Shnei Chatos So how come this would not be a case of the animal having to die as a yochid? So this is only good according to Rav Yochanan, but it's not good according to Rav. Shmuel says, no, kiven d'amar Rava. Since Rava said, Rav sova look Rav Yossi, Rav holds like Rav Yossi, which we just explained earlier in the Shia, means that you have to bring the first one of the two. That bedafka you have to bring the first one. It's a mitzvah to bring the first one. So then, this is then analogous to miyakara kimafrish leibudami. It's as if you designated at the beginning that the second one would not be used, because you must use the first one, so the second one isn't there. I could use either one I wanted, and therefore the second one would be a case of a chatas shemesa. It has to go and unfortunately be put into the kippah and left to die, and is not yira achi yistayev. With this, we conclude today's share.